Justin Schiller is a grown man, but children's books are his thing. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Schiller operates a bookstore on Manhattan's East 61st Street, specializing in historical children's literature. I spoke to him at the 23rd New York Antiquarian Book Fair.
The stories of Mother Goose, Cinderella, Red Riding Hood, Puss in Boots, have become as much folk literature today as practically anything else one can think about.
Schiller has made some important sales of late.
We recently sold a first edition of Alice in Wonderland, inscribed by Lewis Carroll to the wife of his editor at Macmillan's. This very special copy is now a prized possession of Princeton University.
And he sold a 14th century manuscript of Aesop's Fables to the Toronto Public Library. Schiller says the problem with children's books is that they are frequently mishandled by youngsters. As a result, many historical books are quite scarce.
As with any sort of discipline, first the parent would need to know how to properly handle a book and then convey that aspect to a child. Basically, the book should be placed in a hand so it's cradled without giving pressure to either one cover or the other that would put a strain on the binding. And then the pages of the book should be turned from the foredge about the middle of the page. And instinctively, people have a tendency to turn the pages of a book from the bottom without realizing the tension that's put upon the book.
But old children's books are not the only ones that are valuable. Schiller says Maurice Sendak is widely collected.
First editions of his books are sought for virtually all over the world. A copy of Where the Wild Things Are, which was published in 1963, just 20 years ago, for $4.95, would fetch today $100 or $150.
Justin Schiller, dealer in rare children's books. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.